Wednesday, December 8th, 2010, Lent Event 5771, Hanukkah 8, 8 candles, Feast of Dedication Day 4 before Shabbat, Parsha Vayigash, and he approached Rosh Chodesh Tevet. Hanukkah 8, number 7, 54 to end, 8, 1 to 4. On the 8th day Gamaliel the son of Pedazur, prince of the children of Manasseh gave his offering, one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels. After the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels, full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old. For a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two head of cattle, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Gamaliel the son of Pedazur. On the 9th day Abidan the son of Gideoni, prince of the children of Benjamin gave his offering, one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels. After the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels, full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old. For a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two head of cattle, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Abidan the son of Gideoni. On the 10th day Ahizer the son of Amishaddai, prince of the children of Dan gave his offering, one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels. After the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels, full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old. For a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two head of cattle, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Ahizer the son of Amishaddai. On the 11th day Pagiel the son of Okran, prince of the children of Asher gave his offering, one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels. After the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels, full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old. For a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two head of cattle, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Pagiel the son of Okran. On the 12th day Amira the son of Enan, prince of the children of Naphtali gave his offering, one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels. After the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old, for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two head of cattle, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Amira the son of Enan. This was the dedication of the altar, on the day when it was anointed by the princes of Israel, 12 silver platters, 12 silver bowls, 12 golden ladles, each silver platter weighing 130 shekels. And each bowl 70, all the silver of the vessels 2,400 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, the 12 golden ladles, full of incense, weighing 10 shekels apiece. After the shekel of the sanctuary, all the gold of the ladles weighed 120 shekels, all the cattle for the burnt offering 12 bulls, the rams 12, the male lambs a year old 12, and their meal offering, and the male goats for a sin offering 12. And all the cattle for the sacrifice of peace offerings 24 bulls, the rams 60, the male goats 60, the male lambs a year old 60. This was the dedication of the altar, after it was anointed. When Moses went into the tent of meeting to speak with Yahweh, he heard his voice speaking to him from above the mercy seat that was in the ark of the testimony, from between the two cherubim, and he spoke to him.
Arrangement of the lamps.
Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron, and tell him, when you light the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light in front of the menorah. Aaron did so. He lit its lamps to light the area in front of the menorah, as Yahweh commanded Moses. This was the workmanship of the menorah, beaten work of gold. From its base to its flowers, it was beaten work, according to the pattern which Yahweh had shown Moses, so he made the menorah. Vayigash continued, Genesis 46.
Jacob's journey to Egypt.
Israel traveled with all that he had, and came to Beersheba, and offered sacrifices to the Elohim of his father, Isaac. Elohim spoke to Israel in the visions of the night, and said, Jacob, Jacob. He said, Here I am. He said, I am El, the Elohim of your father. Don't be afraid to go down into Egypt, for there I will make of you a great nation. I will go down with you into Egypt. I will also surely bring you up again. Joseph will close your eyes. Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob, their father, their little ones, and their wives, in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. They took their livestock, and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt. Jacob, and all his seed with him, his sons, and his sons' sons with him, his daughters, and his sons' daughters, and he brought all his seed with him into Egypt. These are the names of the children of Israel, who came into Egypt, Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn. The sons of Reuben, Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Simeon, Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Shaul the son of a Canaanite woman. The sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Judah, Onan, Shelah, Perz, and Zerah, but and Onan died in the land of Canaan. The sons of Perz were Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Issachar, Tola, Pava, Iab, and Shimron. The sons of Zebulun, Serd, Elon, and Jeliel. These are the sons of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob in Padan Aram, with his daughter Dinah. All the souls of his sons and his daughters were 33. The sons of Gad, Ziphion, Haggai, Shani, Ezbon, Eri, Eradi, and Areli. The sons of Asher, Imna, Ishva, Ishvi, Periah, and Sarah their sister. The sons of Periah, Heber and Malkiel. These are the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah, his daughter, and these she bore to Jacob, even 16 souls. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, Joseph and Benjamin. To Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bore to him. The sons of Benjamin, Bela, Becher, Ashbel, Gera, Naaman, Edi, Rosh, Mupim, Hupim, and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel, who were born to Jacob, all the souls were 14. The son of Dan, Hushim. The sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, Guni, Jezer, and Shillim. These are the sons of Bilhah, whom Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, and these she bore to Jacob, all the souls were 7. All the souls who came with Jacob into Egypt, who were his direct descendants, besides Jacob's sons' wives, all the souls were 66. The sons of Joseph, who were born to him in Egypt, were 2 souls. All the souls of the house of Jacob, who came into Egypt, were 70.
Jacob settles in Goshen.
He sent Judah before him to Joseph, to show the way before him to Goshen, and they came into the land of Goshen. Joseph prepared his chariot, and went up to meet Israel, his father, in Goshen. He presented himself to him, and fell on his neck, and wept on his neck a good while. Israel said to Joseph, Now let me die, since I have seen your face, that you are still alive. Joseph said to his brothers, and to his father's house, I will go up, and speak with Pharaoh, and will tell him, My brothers, and my father's house, who were in the land of Canaan, have come to me. These men are shepherds, for they have been keepers of livestock, and they have brought their flocks, and their herds, and all that they have. It will happen, when Pharaoh summons you, and will say, What is your occupation? That you shall say, Your servants have been keepers of livestock from our youth even until now, both we, and our fathers, that you may dwell in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians. New Moon, Numbers 28, 1-15.
Daily Offerings.
Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, command the children of Israel, and tell them, My offering, my food for my offerings made by fire, of a pleasant aroma to me, you shall observe to offer to me in their due season. You shall tell them, This is the offering made by fire which you shall offer to Yahweh, male lambs a year old without blemish, 2 days by day, for a continual burnt offering. You shall offer the one lamb in the morning, and you shall offer the other lamb at evening, with the tenth part of an ephah of fine flour for a meal offering, mixed with the fourth part of a hin of beaten oil. It is a continual burnt offering, which was ordained in Mount Sinai for a pleasant aroma, an offering made by fire to Yahweh. Its drink offering shall be the fourth part of a hin for the one lamb. You shall pour out a drink offering of strong drink to Yahweh in the set-apart holy place. The other lamb you shall offer at evening, as the meal offering of the morning, and as the drink offering of it, you shall offer it, an offering made by fire, of a pleasant aroma to Yahweh.
Sabbath offerings.
On the Sabbath day 2 male lambs a year old without blemish, and 2/10 parts of an ephah of fine flour for a meal offering, mixed with oil, and the drink offering of it. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath, besides the continual burnt offering, and the drink offering of it.
Monthly offerings.
In the beginnings of your months you shall offer a burnt offering to Yahweh, 2 young bulls, and 1 ram, 7 male lambs a year old without blemish, and 3/10 parts of an ephah of fine flour for a meal offering, mixed with oil, for each bull, and 2/10 parts of fine flour for a meal offering, mixed with oil, for the 1 ram, and the 1/10 part of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering to every lamb, for a burnt offering of a pleasant aroma, an offering made by fire to Yahweh. Their drink offerings shall be 1/2 hin of wine for a bull, and the 1/3 part of a hin for the ram, and the 1/4 part of a hin for a lamb. This is the burnt offering of every month throughout the months of the year. 1 male goat for a sin offering to Yahweh, it shall be offered besides the continual burnt offering, and the drink offering of it. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNV version, in the public domain.